We're going to go in April. We'll go again in April on Tuesday, April 8th, and then again on Tuesday, April 22nd. So if you are marking your calendars, you can go ahead and put that down as well. I want to also make sure you're all aware that this weekend there will be a great training going on in Toronto, Canada. So if you are aware, or if you're in the area, you have people in the area, make sure and let them know about the training that will be going on at the Woodbine Banquet and Convention Hall. That's going to be at in Rexdale, Ontario. You can check your biz report, but just to let you guys know, I did find out that the Canadians do not receive a biz report. So if you've got people in Canada, you'll need to forward that information to them so that they can know that at 10 o'clock a.m. on Saturday, March 1st, there's going to be a great training featuring some wonderful travel speakers, as well as James Pruitt will be there, T.V. Wilson, Steve Branch, Juliet St. John. So it'll be a whirlwind of many YTB people. That's going to be Saturday, March 1st, at the Woodbine Banquet and Convention Hall in Rexdale, Ontario, this Saturday. And like I said, James Pruitt himself will be doing the business presentation, so you'll definitely want to make sure to have plenty of people there. Make sure that you've got at least two of the very best prospects that you meet today. Have them get on the call tonight. That's this call, this very same line at 9 o'clock Central Time and 10 o'clock Eastern Time. A wonderful, wonderful business presentation will be done tonight by our director, Caron March. And she'll be bringing along Alton Patterson, and they are really going to give you the full details of the YTB business tonight, 9 o'clock Central Time, 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Make sure that you book your cruise with us. Make sure you know that Coach Tomer is going to be on the Harvest is Plenty cruise, and you've still got time to book. So make sure and go to your travel site and click on groups. And then we're the first one there, the number one, and then Harvest is Plenty cruise with the Jet Set. Okay, go ahead and book your cruise. That's going to be for June 30th. We look forward to seeing you there. Make sure that you're also aware, because the last couple of days have been some really good information. If you've been taking notes, I know you're going to have your pens and paper ready again today, because there's going to be more information. But I want to make sure that you know all of this information that we're giving you is available in your YTB toolbox. It's chapters 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so make sure that you're going back if he's handling objections. And I know they're going through it real fast, and it's very, very good information. If you want to go back and listen to it again or hear it again, you can read it in the YTB Travel Biz Toolbox, chapters 7, 8, 9. But if you want to listen to James Pruitt to give us all this information all over again, then you'll want to order the JLP CD series from the harvestplenty.net on the website, because in that way you can listen to it 24 hours a day, just to kind of give you a little bit more. Some people are calling and really want the information a little bit more, but this is the only time that we're giving it live. So you can either go back and read your toolbox, or you can either order the JLP series from the harvestisplenty.net, and then you can get that same information available. Remember, right now we still have that special going on where you buy five and get five for free. Whew! All right, let's go ahead and get started. You got your pens and paper ready? You have them in position and ready to go? Because it's time to bring on our leader. As you know, he does wear the Diamond President's Club ring, which states that his income is above $1 million in a 12-month period. He is a member of the very prestigious and elite Circle of Champions. And I think what we all just really appreciate about him is that every day he helps us walk in faith and victory. So let's get started this morning with a warm greeting and a really big smile. Good morning, James Pruitt.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, Marcia. It's just, I can feel your smile coming through the phone. Imagine, ladies and gentlemen, that you have all the power, all the knowledge, all the ability to accomplish whatever you want. Imagine that everyone you showed this business to from start to finish liked it. Imagine the only way to predict your future is to go and create it. Well, I'm telling you, everything that I asked you to imagine is already true. You have that power that to create wealth. You have that ability. It's just important for us to go out and continue to share and do the proper steps of the recruiting system. I want to pause and just congratulate Gary Canance with 31 in your power team this month. I know that $10,000 bonus check, Gary, that you carried from St. Louis all the way back to Massachusetts had people's eyes bugging out. I, too, was carrying one of those $10,000 bonus checks all the way back to Dallas. And, boy, it sure is fun to go through the airport with that. And everybody's asking about it. Congratulations, Gary. Hensley and Alfreda Massup, 24 in your power team this month. Noah and Linda Matos, 23 in your power team. Deborah, Abby Wakoye, 22 in your power team this month alone. Charnice, 19 in your power team. Portia LaGale, 18 in your power team. John Hieronis, 15 in your power team. Tim Hassam, 15 in your power team. Michael and Dawn Gallen, 14 in your power team. Susanna and Emilio Fernandez, 14. Corone March, Angelo DeAlma, Garland and Marsha Webb, James and Deborah Taylor, Rob Murphy, Fulfilling Dreams, Cindy and Dean Coffin, Mesa Multi-Services, Tony Angie Enterprises, Lami Adu, Rick and Mary Grosh, Marianne DeAlma, let me tell you folks, John Graham, Diego, Greg, and Diane Murdoch, ladies and gentlemen, I'm so proud of these people for the amount of power team production they have this month. I just want to make sure I pause and recognize those who are out there doing it, mastering the steps of the recruiting system and knowing what is the next step. On this call today, we're going to be talking about closing techniques, that's helping your people come to a decision. Remember our posture. Tell me yes, tell me no, but tell me quick, I've got to go. That's your posture. You're going to always be closing. I learned that when I was in the car industry, folks. ABC, always be closing. From hi, how are you? Let me show you how this works and let me know. You're always closing. You're setting up the close. You're starting at the beginning to lead your folks down. At the end, you'll collect the decision. We're going to talk about something called a trial close. And a trial close is once you're kind of given the presentation, once you're done, you kind of move them for the close to see if they're ready yet. And if not, you keep on going. You come back to the trial. That's called a trial close. What I use for certain things I use for a trial close are saying things like, how fast would you like to get your first check? What could keep you from doing this? Those are little things that I do that are a trial close. Would you like to get your first check next week? These are little questions that, you know, let me know if the person is ready to wrap this up and move on in. And remember, folks, a close is something that just helps your people come to a decision. Now, I use certain phrases, certain things that help me bring people to a close. Like I ask consistently, what more information do you need to know to get started today? And over 50% of the responses is nothing, I'm ready now. That is a what more information do you need to know to get started today? We're going to always operate out of what's called the assume close. And then that's you're just assuming at the very end of your presentation, assume that everyone is ready to get started. And you just want to assume the close. How do you want your names to appear on your checks? Where would you like for your checks to be mailed to? These are a couple of questions that I ask that let people start giving me the information to get them going. How exactly do you want your names to appear on your checks? Middle initial, junior or senior? And they'll say, no, just my first and last name is fine. Now, where exactly do you want your checks to be mailed to? And then they'll give you the address. And what you're doing is now you're filling out the application. Just give me your phone number, your email. You just keep on going all the way through. Now, folks, we're going to talk a little bit about how to close on a one-on-one, how to close on a three-way call, how to close a travel party, how do you close a room when you are standing there in front of. We're going to talk about some of those techniques on this call today. I've asked some people to join me, folks, to just kind of help share what they're doing, and they're already successful. But I want you to know that if I brought on everybody that was a master at closing, we have 150, 200 people on this call this morning. But we can't do that. We only have a certain amount of time. So let me pause. First of all, bring on the best closer, my partner in success, third-level director, multiple Sapphire and Ruby President's Club ring wearing big-time bonus earning. I want to just welcome to the call this morning, Mr. Roland Latouris. Good morning, Roland.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. How are you doing, James?
And I'm doing wonderful. I love to hear your voice when you come on this call in the morning, Roland. It just brings me a sense of peace and happiness. And, Roland, I've asked a couple of people to join you and I this morning on the call. And let me tell you, I called them 5 minutes before this call, and I said, hey, I need you to be on the conference call this morning and talk about how you close. And they said, okay, I'm there. I mean, there's no studying. There's no preparation. They know how to close because they're sharpening their saw, and they're doing this each and every day over and over again. And that's how you get good, folks, is by doing things each and every day over and over again. Roland, I have on the line, believe it or not, superstar directors, Ms. Carone March, as well as Mr. Dean Coffin. Good morning, Carone. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning, James.
Good morning, James.
Boy, we've got a packed call today with some powerful, powerful people. As you all know, we're talking about closing techniques. And I talked a little bit before I introduced each of you all about what a trial close is, about how you should always be closing. From the very beginning, when you first say, hey, our company model is turning fun into fortune, that is a step toward the close. We're always moving toward the close. I talked about using certain phrases like what more information do you need to know to get started today? That is a closing statement. How do you want your names to appear on your checks? How do you want your name to appear exactly? Middle initial, you just start moving toward those. Now, I talked about these techniques, and I just want you to know that every one of them work, and I can't help but to say, just like Marcia said, there's a chapter in the YTB Travel Biz Toolbox where it talks about different types of closing. So all the stuff that you're hearing today, if you can't jot everything down, please reference back your YTB Travel Biz Toolbox where it talks about how to close. Roland, I guess I want to kind of just start with you. Let's just talk about general closing techniques that you use, Roland, and how you help people come to a decision. What can you say about that?
Well, James, it's pretty simple. When I get someone to come to a decision, I just ask, you know, I go over the presentation again, basically. I say, well, do you understand how you can make extra money when you travel? Or do you understand how you get paid commissions when you travel? Do you understand how you can save thousands on your taxes, you know, with your home-based business? Do you understand how you could build a residual income? And each time I'm asking those questions, I'm getting them to say yes or nod their head or some kind of agreement. That's what you call like a pre-close, you understand? And then I hit that same line that you just stated. What more information do you need to know to get started today, right now, this second? Those are things that let them know that, you know, you're ready for them to get the application and sign right now. That when then you put the application in front of them, put the pen in their hand, you know, and say, man, I'm excited about this, man. Because every person wants to feel good about what they purchased. So, you know, then you start, you know, just reassuring them, man, this is a great decision, man. You'll be one of the thousands that are starting to get paid, you know, to take vacations and let them feel good about what they're purchasing.
You know, Roland, you mentioned something very profound there, and that's how you back them into the decision by gathering 4 or 5 yeses. And that's exactly what you did. You back them in by saying, well, do you understand how you can earn and save money from coming aboard? And they say yes. Do you understand how you can receive these tax benefits? Yes. And once you start collecting those yeses, Roland, when you collect 4 yeses or 5 yeses, now you're in, now move right on in. That's an excellent, excellent, excellent point. Well, I want to just kind of bring on Carone first. Carone, talk a little bit about how you close and make sure you differentiate for us. Are you talking about closing on a one-on-one, closing on a three-way, a travel party, closing the room? Tell us some of the things that you do and how you close, Carone. And let me tell you, you're super good at it. We all marvel that. But just kind of share some of the techniques that you do, Carone, in closing.
Sure. One of the things I love is travel parties. I have them all the time. They've become my forte. And so travel party closing is what I'd love to talk about today. One of the things, you know, that in addition to, you know, throughout the whole thing, you want to engage them. If you pause, you know, the video halfway through and say, man, doesn't it make sense to get paid when you're taking a vacation anyway? You know, you do that, you engage them. And then at the end, let me tell you, the most important thing is that application. I can't tell you how many times I've shown up somewhere or been somewhere and there are no applications or we run out. That is actually the key. Having applications, you've got to be prepared. And so as soon as the video stops, I kind of look at everybody, you know, because that's the whole thing. We're kind of like, okay, does it make sense? Wow, and you're kind of engaging people. You're getting them looking at Paris and France and, you know, China and all of that, so they're kind of engaged, thinking about going there. Then you pretty much put the paper in their hands, and I close them with two things. I close them with, listen, if you have questions, I won't be the one to answer them. And I always kind of say what I've heard one of our mentors say, you know, you don't want to ask broke people for advice on your finances, you know. And so that'll kind of let them know, hey, if you have questions, ask me. But then I move right in for, well, listen, I know a lot of you are getting excited and all that, so here's the applications. I show them how to fill it out, and I start handing out these applications. I remember the last travel party I was at, a young lady brought her grandmother, just, you know, I guess riding with her, but I gave that grandmother an application, and she started filling it out, and she didn't know what she was filling out. But the point is, you know, you want to get those applications in their hand and make it seem as if, okay, fill it out. Now's the time to actually fill it out. And so you're actually going to cut through all of the, you know, the drama, and you're going to get a decision. So some people are actually going to take that application and fold it up, and they're not going to, and some people are going to just stare at it. But what's important is the silence. Very, very important. You don't want to go into now an oversell. You're like, and then remember when, you know, how the video talked about your taxes, and then you get to save, and then, you know, remember how you get to make money, and man, those $1,000 bonuses, this is not the time. At the end of the presentation, this is not the time to recap the entire presentation. We call it an after briefing briefing. Don't fall into that trap. Get that application in their hands. And once you do that, you have people just looking at the application, just staring at it. And this is what I like to do. I've been reading this book called Cha-Ching, and it's by Jeffrey Gittimer, and it talks about the principles of that sound and the whole what it was founded on when the cash register was invented. Okay, and Patterson was the person who invented it. And see, the whole thing about the cash register, why everybody just started flocking to it, why it was such a phenomenon, is because people got a receipt. So what I do to give somebody a receipt, my receipt for every single person who's getting started is this. Once you fill out that application, plug you into training, and so we're going to get you started. So immediately they know, until they hand me that application, they're not getting anywhere next, but they also do know that there is a next step. And so I always follow with that, and I let them know offhand, I'll be the one working with you, or we'll be training you, we'll be getting you information as soon as I get that piece of paper. And so those are kind of some principal things that I do. You know, I don't even use the travel party, the vouchers as much, you know, maybe at meetings or whatever, but I don't even, you know, have to. You don't have to when you know you have something good, as long as you walk in there with that confidence and you're okay. Now, some people might be saying, but what about the people who don't want to do it? Do you address them? These people get addressed in the beginning because I say two things. I say, well, listen, we're going to show you two things, and we're going to ask you two questions, and that's just, as a consumer, would you use these products? And as a business person, does it make sense? And then I say, listen, and if you choose not to take part in what we're doing, we just ask that you book with the person who invited you. So I don't even mention that part at the end. The only thing I'm mentioning, the only people I'm talking to are the people who have questions or the people who want to get started and are having trouble or need help filling out that application. And it's very important that you tell them. On the first line goes your name. Because people look at applications, they get all scared. Think about the last time you filled out a job application. It's kind of stressful. You got all these lines. You don't know where to start. You don't know what information you need to pull from. Do you need dates? Do you need birth dates? Do you need socials? And so you just guide them and say, hey, listen, all we need is your first name as you want it to appear on your checks. That was excellent, James, what you said, and I actually got that from you, because now they start thinking about a check with their name on it. And then the address that you want your checks mailed to. And pretty much that's it. I don't address any other information. Of course, they can, once they start filling it out, they'll see the other information. And then I go right into, all right, and just like you paid for that beautiful cell phone you have, and I always kind of look at what they're wearing. That beautiful necklace, or that nice purse that you have on, or that beautiful outfit, go ahead and charge it. Put it on a credit card. Put it on your debit, or write a check, and that's all. And then I let them do what they have to do. Back to you, James.
Carol, I just wanted to mention to you a couple of things you mentioned I think are super important. I just want to reinforce, and that is silence. And I want people to understand that what you're talking about is after you've said what you said and after you hand them that application, and they're staring at it. You've gone over the things that you just mentioned. At the end of that, when you're done talking, just kind of stop. Whenever they're staring at that application, at that moment, folks, they're making the decision. And so while they're staring down at the application, after you said what you're going to say, and they're just staring at it like it's magical, they're just staring at it, what they're doing is they're thinking. They're making the decision. And, Caron, you're right. You can talk past goal. If you just keep on talking, they look up from the application, and they look back at you. Now they're listening to what you're saying, and they're no longer making the decision to join. You've talked past goal. So you want to get it to where once you give them the application, and they're staring at it, and once you've said what you're going to say, well, write your name exactly how you want it to appear on your checks. And once you've said all that and you're done and they're still staring at it, let it be quiet. Let it be quiet. The thinking here is the first person that talks loses. So if they're staring and they look up and say, now, after I bring in six, the $49.95 goes away. That's reimbursed, right? See, now they've spoke first, and now you know exactly what to say in order to help them make that decision. But sometimes if you keep on talking, they look up, they're not deciding anymore, you've actually talked past goal. Great, great, great points, Caron. Dean, how about yourself? What do you share with folks when you're closing, Dean?
Well, actually, James, it's such a privilege to be on with Caron. As you probably know, Caron was the upline that I searched out and found to help me get my business started. I had to call her 6, 8, 10 times a day because I didn't know nothing about this business. I didn't know what to do or how to do it. And so she has been a teacher for me right from the very, very beginning, and I love her. She's just been so good for me. And as you can hear the wisdom coming from her, that's been awesome. But as far as closing, I'm a pretty simple guy. in my close, especially when I'm doing one-on-ones, the first thing I'm going to ask the person after we're done is I'm going to ask them, what did you like best about what you just saw? And then I'm going to be silent and I'm going to let them talk. And, of course, then whatever they say, anything they say about this business in a positive way, I love and I like. And then I'm going to agree with them. And I'm going to agree with them and tell them why I liked it so much. And then I'm going to ask them, what questions do you have for me that relates to this business? And I'm going to answer their questions. But once their questions are over, I ask them, I say, is there anything else that I can answer for you as far as what the business that you've just seen? And once they say, no, I believe that's about it, then I'm going to ask them, I say, well, is there anything that would hold you back from getting started today that we can partner up and get this business off and moving for you today? I always ask for the close because so many times people will not ask for the close and they just leave the person in a lurch. Twice last week I had people call me and they said, the person said to them, okay, what do I need to do to get started? One of the persons said, well, I need to make sure you understand everything and then I'll get back to you in 2 days. And, of course, we want to pull our hair out at that point because right then the person was asking to get started. And all you have to say, okay, let's get our computers up and running, let's get you signed up, and we'll start teaching you and working with you. You've got to ask for the sale. You've got to ask for the sale. Of course, my biggest weapon is my wife, Cindy. She is such an awesome, awesome closer. Anytime we have a room full of people, our people know to go grab her, bring her over. She's going to look at them. She's going to talk to them. She's going to answer the question, and then she's going to ask for the sale. And more times than not, the people are going to say, yes, I'm ready to get started. Let's go for it.
You know,
back to you, Jen.
I heard you mention that Cindy is just an excellent closer, and I feel the same way about Marcia. See, everybody sees me coming, but they don't see Marcia. She's just lurking around, walking through the room, and just smiling, and that is one of the most effective closing techniques. Dean, I want you to just kind of mention, you said don't be afraid to ask for the sale. This is very, very important. If you're afraid to ask for the sale or you feel any reluctance to ask for the actual sale, ask the questions that bring them to the decision. folks, this is a deserved level problem. You need to go back and address your own personal deserved level, what you feel you deserve. If you're afraid to ask for the sale, then deep down inside you kind of feel like you don't deserve it. And I'm telling you, you do deserve it. So do what you have to do to get over that deserved level issue and ask for the sale. Excellent, excellent points, Roland, from both Carone and Dean. Did you have any questions or comments for either of them, Roland?
Well, James, I have a point that I'd like to make also when you're closing with people, whether one-on-one or a meeting. What you want to do, first of all, also is build up the customer. I think that's extremely important when you build up the customer. You get the customer sold on himself. Man, you'll be great at this, man. This works hand-in-hand with what you're already doing. You put them on a shining pedestal. And so you always let the customer see himself in that best light. Because, see, what you're doing is you're making the customer feel special, and, you know, and then they start feeling good about themselves, and they like the fact that you make up, that you respect them and that you admire them. You know, and that's extremely important that you give that person or that customer respect and admiration, you know, and then you have them feeling high on themselves, and he has gained that self-confidence in you. And then when it comes time to make the sale, because you have built them up so high that it's almost impossible for them to say no. You know, because at that point, now they feel intimidated and embarrassed if they tell you no after you built them up so high. So always, while you're about to close or before you close, start building up the customer. Start making them feel good about themselves and what they're about to purchase.
Excellent, excellent point, Roland. You know, that's, again, another form of edification properly done. It's powerful, Roland, absolutely powerful. And something I say to folks, Roland, to kind of give them a glimpse of where we're going as far as their income, is go ahead and get that all filled out. We'll get your first check on its way to you. But the important thing for us to do now is to create an instant testimony in you. We've got to get you earning right away. Is that okay with you? We get checked for you next week. And Roland, collecting more yeses, collecting more yeses. It's just very, very important. Now, I want to talk about a particular thing, Roland, that I use very frequently when I'm closing on a three-way call. Now, when I'm closing on a three-way call, Roland, one of the things I say at the very, very end of telling my story, to kind of wrap up my story and move toward the close, a segue I say is, well, say I'm talking to you, Roland. What I'll say is, Roland, what we're looking for are sharp people just like you that want to earn at least $10,000 a month, stay at home all day with their family, and have free insurance. Is that you? And they'll say, oh, absolutely. I like to let them choose themselves, Roland. When they choose themselves, oh, that's me. I want to earn at least $10,000 and then stay at home or whatever, as you said. That's me. They choose themselves. Then later on during the closing process, if I get a whole lot of objections and a whole lot of that, I'll come back and say, wait a minute. You told me that you wanted to earn at least $10,000 a month, be able to stay home all day with your family, and have free insurance. If that's true, then what else are you going to do if you don't do this? And they don't have an answer for that. So I bring that up in a three-way. We're looking for sharp people that want to earn at least $10,000 a month, stay at home all day with their family, and have free insurance. Is that you? And never, Roland, has someone said, nope, that's not me. I don't want that. No one has ever said no. I like it when they select themselves. Roland, when I'm doing a three-way call and I'm on a speakerphone for a travel party, I'll say, now, I can see your hands here, so just by a show of hands, how many of you are ready to cash your first check next week? And I can't see your hands. How many of them are you? And they'll say, oh, I am. I like it when they choose themselves. Well, do you have any questions for our guests that we have on the line, Superstar Directors Carone March and Dean Coffey?
Well, let me go ahead and ask Dean. Dean, sometimes when you're talking to individuals or you're talking to a customer, you can see by their body language when they're ready. Could you elaborate on that and when is the proper time to close and when to be quiet or when to keep going?
Well, it is very if you really keep your eyes open and you watch the body language of people and you're listening to the kind of questions or answers that they're giving, you know right away whether they're excited about this business. I mean, I've had some people that it looked like they were just jumping out of their shoes, and the only thing you have to do is say to them, well, why don't we get this application filled out? Let's get you started right now. and they're going to say, yes, let's do it. Other people, you can tell, they're a little hesitant. And so with those people, I want to make sure that I reiterate the importance of getting that $1,000 check, of getting that those first people brought in for them that next week, and make sure that they know that they're going to have the help and the support that they need, because, folks, they are afraid to make this big leap. They're going to make a deposit of $500 to get started in this business, which is, I've never seen anything like that. I mean, where you can start a business for $500 and for the return you get is so immense. But once you can, if you see that they're hesitant a little bit, then I just try to build them up. And like James said, you wanna just show them respect, tell them how you know, because you've seen some kind of a something in them that there's a winner there, and you want to just bring that out. You want to bring that out so that they can see that you respect them, that you know that they can do this with your help, and I want to make sure that they understand that I'm going to be there every step of the way in the beginning to help them to get that check that next week.
Excellent, Thomas Dean. I want to make one comment, and I want people to understand. When you're in a group setting, let's say you're at a grand opening travel party, you pass out the applications. And Carole made a good point. To me, the applications help you make a decision. You download those from your back office under downloads. At the very top it says downloads. Go there, find out where it says travel store purchase form. For whatever country you're in, and print that out. And let me tell you, folks, that helps you. But I want to talk about something you mentioned, and that's questions. When you're in a group setting, you pass out the applications, the pens are sitting there, people grab their pen, and they start filling it out. The most important people in the room are the people that are writing. Oftentimes, somebody that's got an application, has got a pen, they're not writing, but everybody else is. They'll say, I have a question. At that point, the people filling out the application, they are more important than that person with the question. So what I'll say is, excellent. What I want to do is come by and give you my undivided attention and answer that question for you. Give me just one more moment. These people are ready to get started and get their first checks now. Let me just visit with them and get their first checks on their way, and I'll come back and answer that question in great detail. Because I'm telling you, I've seen situations in a group setting where five people are filling the application out, they're foaming at their mouth, their toe is tapping, their leg is vibrating, they're really excited, and somebody in the corner will ask a question that kills that spirit in the entire room. So I want to make sure you know that that person's question is so important that you want to help these people get started, and you come back and give that person your undivided attention and ask that question. Can you hold that question for just one moment and make them sit there and wait and watch everybody else come aboard? Well, congratulations, wonderful. You know, let them watch everybody. Sometimes I'll go back to them in that question, and they don't even have a question anymore. They're just ready to fill the application out like everybody else. So remember, don't get trapped into a big question and answer session. And sometimes, folks, I've seen that kill the sign-up spirit in the room. So make sure you know that people filling out the application are more important than the person that has a question at that time. But we're going to go back and get that question answered. We're just not going to answer that question and possibly ruin it for the people who are ready right now. So I just want to make sure that you understand that. Now, Roland, we could be on this call forever, man. We got so many experts that are good at this. Carole, any comments that you want to make regarding closing, what you heard already, you want to add to it? What else would you want to say, Carole?
Well, I just want to let everybody know that it is your divine right to prosper. It is your divine ordination to be in good health and prosper. And so I want everybody to know that this all starts with just believing in yourself and knowing and everything, James, that you've put together, these calls, you know, just getting in the right mind frame are so, so important. We've got to get it done. Back to you, James.
Well, Carole, I appreciate that. Roland, we could be on and off for a long time. And let me just say, it is so warm in my heart to hear the things that Roland are saying, to hear the things that Dean Coffin and Carole are saying are some of the same things I taught them a few semesters ago, and I've watched them just use that and grow, and I'm just proud of all of you all on this call. It's just great to hear how you've taken what I've taught and just taken to the next level. Rowan, I just want to say, before I turn it over to you to close out the call, I just want to say that people who are listening, who are gathering this information, who are using this to sharpen your saw, the reason Corona is such a great closer, the reason Dean is such a great closer, the reason Roland and the Jet Set Directors are such great closers, because we're closing every day. We're doing it every day, and that's how you get good at anything. Just do it a whole lot. You get better. You get better. But like Dirk Anderson taught me when I first moved into any sort of type of financial sales, let me tell you, folks, just say the words and smile, even if you're afraid to say the words. Just get it out there and say it. Roland, as we all know, if we humble ourselves, God will promote us. If we promote ourselves, God will humble us. I want to turn this call back over to you and make sure everyone knows, go and book your Harvest is Plenty cruise tickets and get your cabin today so that you can be sitting there in the presence of Corona Marsh, of Dean Coffin, of Roland Torres, and all the Jet Set Directors. Roland, close out the call, sir, like you do each and every morning.
Man, we have an excellent call today, a line full of directors, man, and Corona just shared her little bit. And what I want to do is, man, I want to humble myself and probably ask Dean Coffin to go ahead and close this call out. Put the call in the hand of wisdom to go ahead and share his blessings with us.
Well, yes, thank you so much, Roland. You know, all throughout this call, one of the things that really impressed on my mind was so many times when a new person gets started, they are full of fear. They don't know the fear of the unknown. And so we have to overcome and help them step into the gap, because wisdom is so important, and you learn and you grow in wisdom by studying this business. The toolbox is such a great tool. If we will learn that toolbox and study it, we will gain wisdom. And then as a Christian, my faith is so important. And what I read in my Bible is it says, faith overcomes fear. And I want to just give you one little sentence, and that is, faith is the eyes to see God. Faith is the eyes to see God. Folks, strengthen your faith. Believe in yourself. Believe in your upline. Believe in this company, and together we can conquer the world. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Have a wonderful, awesome day. Thanks, and have a great day. Bye.
All right. That was one of the best of the Jesse calls.
I guess everybody is cooling down.
And remember,
fantastic call.
In the final week, I'll be asking for first.
Fantastic call. Absolutely. Daryl McPherson, Bronx, New York. That was really a helpful call to help people get that person over.